Okay, welcome back to the Oil of Mamidus. Hope everybody had a heilige, uplifting, inspiring Chag HaSukkot and a Shmini Atzeret and a Simchat Torah. Hopefully it was wonderful. The last moment we left off on was Lo La'atzmo Nivra. We're not created for ourselves. We're not created to just be interested and focused and be so self-centered and the world revolving around me and myself. No, a Jew is created to give. A Jew is created to go beyond himself and to outreach and to help and to have an open and warm and caring heart for everyone in need. That's what we're doing in this world. And to just be me is literally missing the whole point. I'm going to finish up that chapter. The Amru Chazal, it says in Pirkei Avos, Chaviv in Yisrael shenekru banim lamakon. Klai Yisrael, so beautiful, so endearing, so chaviv. They're called children of Hashem. Chibi yiteira anodat lahem. It's even more chaviv, more affectionate. They know this. Shenekru banim lamakom, shenemar. That we're made aware of this fact, that we're children to Hashem, as it says in Deuteronomy. Banim atem lashem elokeichem. You are children to Hashem, your God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachim aleinu begeder banim. Hashem has mercy upon us. With the definition as children, he views us as his children. Ukamosha katava orcha tzadikim, kielokim merachim ala adam yoter mikol merachim. The rachamim that Hashem has for us supersedes anything else in creation. We can't even imagine it. As much as our parents love us, and they do, we have the best parents in the world, Hashem's love for us is infinitely greater. Hashem's mercy and compassion for us is so much deeper, so much stronger. Since every member of Klai Yisrael, we're all children of the Lord above. Im kein kulanu achim, we're all brothers. We're from one family. Ha'acharim zeh lazeh, we're responsible for each other. We're all children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're all from the same root. And we have to look out for each other. We have to be responsible for each other. We have to give to one another. Vetzofa pasuk lo sisko to do. How does Chazal learn that out? Darshu Chazal lo ta'asu agudot agudot. Don't make all these separations, all these fractions, all these factions. You here, this group, that group. Shekevan shekulanu achim banav shel Hashem. Since we are all brothers, children of the Lord above, srichimanu l'nahog ba'ava re'el zelazeh. Always remember this. We have to act towards each other with love and companionship and friendship. Belishum sine umachlokis, without hatred and machlokis. Machlokis, unfortunately, is fire. It divides us. It tears us apart. We're still struggling. We're still in churban. We're still in gullus. We always have to work on bringing achdus in our own families, amongst friends, in our own communities. It always takes two to tango. If we take the high road, if we try to promote peace, we can make tremendous, tremendous waves. We can make a tremendous impression around everybody. Always remember, we're children of Hashem. We have the same Father in heaven. To stop the hate and start the love. Stop the sin, stop the machlokas. Weiter. We have to pay attention to the needs of others. Have to be mindful. Open up our eyes. V'lamito shel davar. Ha-hargashim ha-nechonim nimsayim b'tochenu. If we think about it on a realistic level, the proper thoughts are already found inside of us. They're inherent. Harei b'nei Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yakov anachnu. We're the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov Avinu. Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim. Merciful ones, the sons of merciful ones. It's in our DNA to be kind and compassionate. It's our beautiful thing that we've inherited, that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov have bequeathed to their children. V'zenir ba'alil, this is very readily apparent. K'shechasu sholom nimsa adam be'itzara, when somebody's struggling, when somebody's in a tough situation, miyad mit'orim rachmei nefesh ha'yisraeli, that Jewish neshama, that pintel yid, springs to action. Va'ose komash be'ichalto la'azor lo, and he does everything in his power to help. We all know this. It's part of our DNA. when someone's struggling, when someone's hurting, we spring to action. Our heart gets pumping. We feel the pain. But what's the problem? To our great detriment, we're not paying attention to the lives of our friends. Because we want to be good. We are good. We're inherently good. We're from the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So what happens, Mermelstein? What happens? We lose focus. We lose focus. We forget about other people. We stop paying attention. We get too self-absorbed. And that's when we start to mess up. Katuv. It says in the Torah HaKedosha. It says in the Torah HaKedosha. If one of your brothers is destitute, one of the gates of your land, that Hashem gives you, if you find somebody that's poor, don't make your heart harden, and don't close your hand to your brother that's poor. Don't do it. Hainu, sheteva olamu. What's the way of the world? The nature of the world is that our heart naturally gets awakened, gets inspired when a poor person comes to you. We have warm hearts. But it's in our hands, unfortunately, to sometimes we harden our hearts. And we don't take the proper compassion upon him. The Torah, which is infinite wisdom, the Torah knows our nature. Hashem speaks to us today in 2020. It's the Torah's chayim for life. Al taseh kein. Don't do that. Do not become hardened in your heart. Lo tameted lelavcha. Do not harden your heart. Ela adaraba. Tanich levavcha lachos elav. Let your heart be in its natural setting. Say, have mercy, have compassion. Umimela, and what will happen? Tiftach et yadcha. You will then, of course, open up your hand. Vishnei pamim bepasuk atuv achecha. Twice in the pasuk it's written, your brother. Lahadgish sheyesh chiv l'rachim alav. To emphasize. Sheyesh chiv l'rachim alav. To have mercy upon him. Why? Because he's your brother. We always have to remember that, not to harden our hearts. We see somebody struggling. We see somebody having a difficult day. We see somebody lying down with his head low. Don't harden our hearts. Open up our hearts. Help them. Reach out. It's not just about me. Life can't just be about me, chas v'shalom. We're in this world to open our hearts and our souls and our eyes and say, how could I help him? What could I do for him? How could I make his life better? And can't just live in a distracted, self-centered mindset. Chas v'shalom. We need to break free from that. V'shamati me'rav Daniel Kalish Shlita. A real tzaddik. Rav Kalish, the Rebbe of Waterbury. Masha Ketuv, it says in the pasuk in the Torah, if you take your fellow's garment as a security, until sunset shall you return it to him. You want to make sure he pays the loan, so you take his beged, but you have to give it back at night. For alone it is his clothing. It is his garment for his skin. What should he lie down with? If he cries out to me, I shall listen, for I am compassionate. Ad kana Torah. Says Rav Kela Shlita, HaTorah milamedet otanu shaloma speak rak shenashuv lo et kisuso. It's not enough to just give back to the poor person his garment. He deposited to you as a security. But it's not enough to just return it to him. You have to pay attention to his situation. We have to open our eyes and hearts to know what's going on. What's bothering that person? What difficulty? What struggle? What stumbling block? Why is he in the mud? In the quicksands? We have to know this, put our hearts to the situation. How is he going to sleep at night? It's not enough, just give it here to him, give it back. No, we have to think. What's going on in his life? And how could I make it better? What is happening? What's occurring? One more paragraph. Katuv, it says, Vayigdal Moshe grew up, Vayetze Lachi, Vayar B'siv Losam. He went out towards his brothers and he saw their burdens. Upeirush Rashi, Nasan Eina V'libo, he placed his eyes and his hearts, Liot Meitzar Lehem. He wanted to feel their pain. He didn't stay in the confines of the palace, live in a royal life, a luxurious lifestyle. He didn't just say, feed me my grapes and fan me as I bathe in this royalty. No, he went out and he cared for his brothers. Vinire, Shemepneze Katu Vaigda Moshe. That's what it means. He grew up. Kizehu Agalusha Moshe. That's the greatness of Moshe. Shehirgish Achrayus of Klai Yisrael. That he felt a responsibility for Klai Yisrael. Uminela, therefore, Vayatza Elachi Vayar B'Sivlosam. He went out towards brothers and he saw their burdens. Nataneda V'Libo Liot Meitzar Lehem. He put his eyes and his hearts to feel their pain. That's greatness. That's godless. We always talk about, he's a godl, he's great. What does greatness mean? When you go out to your brothers. When you feel their pain, when you try to help, and the Medrash explains that Moshe Rabbeinu would carry the bricks with them, and Moshe Rabbeinu would be a shoulder to cry on. Greatness means I don't stay in my palace. I don't stay in my room on my phone, only concerned with myself. I don't stay, everything's going great for me, and I just stay in my life. If I'm good, it's all good. No, greatness means I live my luxurious, my happy, content lifestyle, and I see what's going on outside. What's the burdens that my brothers are going through? How could I assist them? How could I help them? How could I be with them? That's how you define greatness. We have to leave our small world, our narrow world, our own dalamos, and to see and to pay attention to the needs of our brothers. It takes time, it takes mindfulness, it takes focus, it takes determination, it takes heart. The Adi came by the last pasuk, last line, and then we can fulfill the beautiful charge that we say at a Brit Milah. Zeka katon godo yihyeh. This little baby that's just 8 days old that I'm holding, so vulnerable, so precious, he's crying, he'll wake up his parents in the middle of the night, all he cares about is himself. That's the ultimate katon. He cries, it's me, my needs. One day, godo yihyeh. He will become great. He'll start focusing not only on himself, but on everybody in his surroundings. Yashikoyach Gadol.